And today we're going to be looking at the times when Padre Pio appeared brighter than the sun. And this is about how Padre Pio's face could be supernaturally transformed. Hello friends of Following Padre Pio. On this channel we bring to you a series on the incredible life of our great saint, Padre Pio, who was a Capuchin friar, he was a mystic, and he was a miracle worker. And we hope that you will be amazed to find out more about Padre Pio. So do stay tuned to find out more about his life and also what his intercession can do for you. And we'd also like to thank our protected child of Padre Pio patrons for all of your generosity and your support. You are the ones who are making these videos possible. So we'd like to thank you on behalf of everyone for helping us in this apostolate. Now, there is a gift of Padre Pio's that it usually goes by unnoticed, and that is called luminosity. So what is this luminosity? And we know that an experience of grace can transfigure a person, can transform a person. But sometimes it is not just spiritually that the person is transformed, but also physically. So that's what we're going to be having a look at. And the person's body may become luminous in the situation. In other words, give out some sort of a light, emit a light, as if it's been given some energy from God during the special grace. And in mystical theology, this is given the name, the gift of luminosity. So just to be clear, this has absolutely nothing to do with phenomena in a spiritus session or anything like that. Nor is it a phosphorescence, as if some drug cult had painted luminous paints on their skin. Nothing like that either. Nor does it have anything to do with the luminescence that a jellyfish or a firefly may give out. So nothing to do with those phenomena. But rather, if we look now to scriptures, we see in the book of Timothy, 1 Timothy 6, that light is the explicit symbol of the presence of God who dwells in inaccessible light. So something more along that lines, the light that comes from God. If we look to the Old Testament, we see how Moses had just received the law of God, and he was now coming down the mountain. So he'd received the Ten Commandments, and it says, Scripture tells us that his face was so bright that no one dared to look at him. And in order to speak to the people, Moses now had to cover his face with a veil to hide the light. And that is in the book of Exodus, chapter 34. And now looking to the New Testament, we have the example of Jesus Christ being transfigured on Mount Tabor, in which we're told that he took on the appearance more brilliant, brighter than the sun. And you can read about that in the book of Matthew, chapter 17. Now, Padre Pio lived continuously in the presence of God. And so many times he experienced these effects of grace, and certain privileged souls were able to observe these effects. We're going to look at a number of examples, testimonies given to us. And the first one was by Dr. Festa, who was a medical doctor, and he had just operated on Padre Pio, done a hernia surgery. And so he was doing an examination afterwards of Padre Pio to see how he's recovering. And he took the opportunity to examine Padre Pio's chest wound, which of course was the stigmata, one of the stigmata, which would correspond to where the lance had pierced our Lord's side. And so Dr. Festa tells us that he observed from the edges of the wound, of this chest wound of Padre Pio, a certain light seemed to emanate. Another testimony is given from a father, Padre Alberto de Apolito, and this occurred in September 1938. He said that his father was returning. He had been in the United States for 22 years, and that his father was now returning to San Giovanni Rotondo together with a friend, and they wanted to meet Padre Pio personally. because, of course, he was the father of a Capuchin religious, that is, of Padre Alberto. And Padre Alberto's father tells us that when he entered the church together with his friend, their eyes went directly to the confessional. And he said he was absolutely transfixed because of what he saw there. He saw a radiance coming from the face of the priest, that is, from Padre Pio. And in fact, it seemed to be him to be the radiant face of Jesus Christ himself somehow. And thinking he was hallucinating, perhaps, he indicated to his friend who was there, and his friend exclaimed, "But it is not Padre Pio, it is Jesus Christ," confirming that they were both seeing the same thing. And they were both absolutely astonished, and they just continued to gaze in silence. And then, instead of Jesus, they saw the suffering face of the priest again, and who now fixed his gaze on my father, and he was in tears. So we're not sure who was in tears, if it was Padre Pio or if it was the father, but it was certainly quite an emotional experience as well. And Father Alberto tells us that often he had seen the face of Padre Pio transformed into, and in Latin it's called Ecce Homo, or it is the face of Jesus after he had been scourged. And he said it was, within Padre Pio's case, it was resplendent with an indescribable beauty. So that particular Ecce Homo, Pilate had just presented our Lord Jesus Christ to the hostile crowd after our Lord had been scourged. So now he was wearing this crown of thorns, and he had a stick, a mock scepter, which he had put into his hands. And thereafter, Pilate proceeded to just wash his hands of the whole incident. And now we have another example, another testimony, and this took place in August of 1965. And a Professor Guriani Rocchi, he came from Rome, and he was accompanied now to Padre Pio's cell. And he said there they had a brief conversation between Professor Rocchi and Padre Pio. And then Padre Pio proceeded to bless them. He placed his hands on their head and he blessed them. And he added, "Continue to be good Christians and to do good." And then when exiting the room, the professor said, he added, "I am very happy because looking at Padre Pio's face, I beheld instead the face of Jesus. It was luminous and it was indescribably beautiful. And his eyes appeared as stars." And he added, frankly, it seems to him that Padre Pio is not a man of this world. Another case in his book about Padre Pio, De Apolito says, We, those who've assisted at Mass many times, we've seen Padre Pio's face pale and suffering exactly like that Ecce Homo, and then transformed later into a luminous face at the time of communion. And we can attest to this mysterious crucifixion of Padre Pio, which he was renewed day after day at the altar. Another valuable testimony comes up to us from a padre, a Father Raphael de Santa Elia Apanisi. And for 13 years, he had been the superior of the monastery of St. Giovanni Rotondo, Padre Pio's monastery. And now he recorded this in a manuscript. He said the following: "I sleep in a cell that borders to Padre Pio's, and I don't know why, but one night around midnight, I awoke scared, and the corridor was dark. Then he stood up, and he said, at the moment that I stood in front of the doorway, behold, I saw Padre Pio passing by. He was returning from the chapel, and his face was bright, luminous as he walked past, and he was walking slowly, praying softly. And he passed me by without even seeing me. And then some years later, he realized that it had been on September the 20th, which was the anniversary of Padre Pio's stigmata." So please do continue watching other videos, which you'll see on the end screen. And we'd like it if you would enroll your Mass prayer intentions, because we have a Mass celebrated every Friday in which we bring your intentions to Padre Pio in this Mass. And also Padre Pio prays for us, all of us, in this Mass. You can see the video on the end screen, how to enroll your intentions.